Today's topic is around motivation and the two fundamental principles that actually can affect motivation. One is if a salesperson or any individual has a protest against an activity, meaning they have a personal dilemma around going through with whatever the job is or whatever the obligation is of the job. And the other is whether or not they're actually good at it. So we're going to dive into both topics and really start brainstorming around how you can create a motivating environment with the right people. Welcome back, Harry. Thanks for joining us. And Harry, I need your help on this one. I want to feel motivated during this podcast. So what I'm looking for is you to share with me around it. I want to talk about a topic that every business struggles with in some capacity, and it's motivation. And you told me something once, and that is motivation is either fed or killed by the people in the industry or by the people in their business. And I wanted to kind of dissect the statement a little bit more. Can you, as an individual, can you as an individual motivate others? And if so, how?
I think after being in this business, doing seminars and lectures and consulting for 3 decades plus, it's the number one question. So I'm so glad you got around to it, Justin. Good man. So let's talk about motivation. And there's lots of things that surround motivation. Sometimes people get attitude confused with motivation and some of these other kinds of things. So let's talk about motivation. The actual definition of motivation is the behavior, right? How you behave, what you do. So maybe motivation refers to the behavior that you choose for yourself. So if that's actually the definition, which it is, it's my definition, then in effect, you actually can't motivate somebody else. But what you can do is actually create an environment where he or she wants to motivate themselves. Let's start doing what I always do, which is start coming up with analogies so that we get this. I remember as a young guy in my late teens and early 20s, I learned to play golf. Now, it is a silly game, and so let's not argue or talk about golf itself. It could be any event or anything in your life, and I think all of us are going to be able to relate to this. I used to play once a week, and we had a group of, it was four of us, and we would travel to different golf courses, which are stunning. So it's a beautiful day in the park. And I'm a competitive guy and a little bit athletic. Wasn't a great golfer, but I really gave it a go. I would focus and try to do really well. But I just loved the day. I loved the people I was with. I loved everything about it. Now, at the same time, when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22, if you actually didn't wake me up, I could probably sleep for 4 days straight. I was one of those groaners when the alarm clock went off and I had to drag my butt out of bed. It was just very difficult. I just couldn't get up easily, except for the morning of golf. I had no trouble. In fact, I never needed the alarm once for a golf game. I automatically woke up. I willingly got out of bed. I took a shower, got myself organized, got my clubs ready, had all my tees and balls and all this stuff organized. My shoes I would clean, and oh my God, it was a big deal. Justin, do you have anything like that in your life where, because I know that you can sleep, forever. Is there something that just excites you so much that it gets you going?
Yeah, whenever we schedule a podcast recording, I wake up around 5 a.m.
Yeah. I knew that was it.
Actually, honestly, I'm a hunter. Love going hunting. Nothing crazy. And always for food. But any day that I'm waking up to go hunting, I can't sleep the night before at all. I get so excited. And yeah. I totally get it.
Does anybody need to tell you that you need to get up at a certain time and these are the actions necessary?
No, not at all.
Does anybody need to tell you that you need to get your equipment in absolute top condition and ready to go so that you don't fail? Right.
That was ready 2 days before the event, right? Like, so prepared.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. I always felt that way about scuba diving as well. I mean, there's nothing like breaking a mask strap in the, you know, right before you jump in the water and your day is over. I mean, these kinds of things are just absolutely horrendous. So we're not only excited, we're prepared. Yes. And you need no supervision to do that. So that's an activity that you want to do that you're going to be successful at. So you're motivated. So let's tear that apart. It has to be an activity that you want to do. Okay. So you never can have motivated salespeople who have a protest, a personal protest at being a salesperson or doing what it is that salespeople do. If they have a protest, meaning inside their own mind and their soul, they hate doing this, they will never be great at it, right? They'll never show ultimate motivation. It's impossible. And the second part of that is that they actually have to have the skills, ability, and knowledge to be fairly good at it. So we know that burnout, a lack of motivation stems, if it's not a moral issue, meaning that you have a protest with it, then it probably stems from an individual's inability to do well at it. So we often think of things like, well, if I get him motivated, he'll sell more. This is absolutely wrong. Here's the update. Here's the headline. Get them to sell more and they will be more motivated. So actually, it's the production of sales that creates this motivation. It's not the motivation that creates the sales. So one says, well, no, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, well, it is true. So let's take a look at people who I always ask this question. It's same subject of golf. And I say, has anybody in this room here played golf just once? And inevitably, a huge number of hands go up. And I go, let me tell you exactly what happened. And so I may have 10, 15, 20, 50 people have put their hands up, and I'll tell them what happened. How's that possible? Well, it's easy. Golf, unlike bowling or even hitting a baseball or throwing a baseball or football or anything, is a very complicated, weird kind of athletic thing. The vast majority of people will whiff a ball, right? You know what I mean? They'll swing at it, never even hit the ball because of the hand-eye coordination, how it all works. But all the people that said they played golf once were people that said, somebody said to them, hey, let's get out on the golf course and let's go play golf today. And the guy goes, yeah, man, that sounds great. I never played golf before. This is the coolest thing in the world. Let's go. And they go to this gorgeous golf course because all golf courses are really beautiful. And they pay their money and they get their cart, which is cool all in its own right. You get travel around this little golf cart. Cool. They got, you know, rented clubs or borrowed some and get up to the first tee. And it's a disaster. 99.99% of all people who play golf, if they were to go on a golf course, will fail. Now, had we taken this guy to the driving range and gave him a couple tips without being, you know, going all coach on you, but just give him a couple tips, get him to make contact with the ball, maybe hit a couple buckets, the chance of them being successful on the golf course just went up by about 10,000%. So the reason that they only went out once to play is because when they got out there, they failed so miserably, why would they ever want to play again? And we do this with salespeople, of course. We put them in a situation of selling or adding on or handling it, and they have no clue. We need to put people on the practice range, which is training, in advance of asking them to be successful and teach them to be successful. Motivation is about being successful. Think about this. Or the hope to be successful because you're prepared. Think about that. If you're prepared, you're ready, and you're trained, and you dig what you're going to do, motivation is not an issue.
Well, so question. The guys, like, you know, I'm a huge fan of Tony Robbins, right? Sits there and he inspires people and motivates people. Is he actually the reason for the motivation? You know, think about, you know, what I think about what he says and everybody that's in that room and how crazy everybody gets, and they all leave there and they're just like, I'm going to go do some stuff. And that's why they all go, right? And they all go to get motivated.
Okay. So what he's doing is creating an environment where you want to make the choice to be motivated. The actual seminar itself isn't what we're confusing things a little bit. It's motivation to cause you to be motivated on your own. He does nothing. He leaves, he goes back to his hotel room, or he does whatever he does after one of these speeches. I know I've given about 10,000 of them myself. And people get real excited. But in the end, you still need the tools, correct? And right. In some cases, he gives some tools. In some cases, he doesn't. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, we're not here to analyze his presentations. But in the end, doesn't the individual have to go out and perform it?
Absolutely. I'm sure there's plenty of people that have left feeling inspired and have done nothing to change their life because they just made the choice not to do anything, right?
Okay, that's right. So there's no mystical, there's no hoping you're going to be a great salesperson. You actually have to develop the skills, ability, and knowledge to do it. True?
True.
Yeah, so all I'm saying to people, let's say I'm doing a motivational speech, you know, up on stage, and I'm talking about, well, here's the thing. Salesmanship can be learned. It's fascinating. It's a lifelong, you could take it at any level you want. I'm still learning every day. I love a new technique or a strategy from time to time. I hear them and I just embrace them and I love it. I love to talk to people about deals that we've closed and problems that we've had and how we've overcome them and all those kinds of things. I absolutely adore that stuff. So I talk about those things. I talk about the idea that you could be a retail salesperson making a couple $100,000 a year. What would be wrong with that? I know lots of them that make tons of money. So what do you want to do? No one's going to hand you a couple $100,000 a year to say, can I help you? It doesn't work like that. So we color it. We tell a story. But they still have to do the work. And if they do the work and they start seeing success, then they will get motivated. And I think that's what we're really, really, really talking about. I think we're talking about the difference in attitude is how you look at things, your attitude, your morale. Those are all important parts of it. But motivation is actually a behavior that you choose. So either you choose, you behave motivated, or you do not behave motivated, regardless of your attitude.
But a manager also has the opportunity to create the environment in which someone feels, you know, valued as an individual, correct? And therefore motivated to work for the company, not just to be independently financially successful. There's a deeper way you can motivate your team as a manager, correct?
Yes, of course. This is a big deal. First of all, the salesperson and the manager have to align with goals. What's the game that they're playing? Where's the finish line? How do you win? You have to define winning. And a manager can do that. A manager can say, well, here's how you win. And if you produce at this level, it's a loss. So let's get you winning. And then a manager provides coaching and feedback and consequences, both positive and negative, for the behavior that the salesperson has. But only criticizes behavior. Let's get straight on this. Only criticizes behavior once the manager knows that the salesperson can successfully accomplish that behavior. So it's a very demotivating environment when a manager criticizes someone's behavior when in fact it was never trained to begin with or validated as being successful. So that's a big issue, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, that's one of the complications when people say, how do I create a motivating environment? I'm doing a, you know, most managers do a poor job. And this would be why. One of the reasons why, at least.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look at Nick Saban, I think is his name, right? He's just like the hottest damn coach on the planet. He's got a million, although he lost the national championship last year. The guy's just a total winner. Would you agree with that? I mean, the guy's a winning coach.
100%.
Without a doubt. And I don't know if you've been privileged to listen to any of his motivational speeches, but they're fantastic. This guy is so good. I can listen to him forever. But in fact, that's great. I mean, it makes a good television show, and it gets everybody kind of in sync and kind of all that stuff. But I got to be honest with you. The hard work is done Monday on the practice field with blocking and tackling. That's where the action is. Selling is a reaction. Football's a reaction to training. You don't think when you're on the football field. You react, and you react based on the inputs from training. Nobody says, oh my, here's a red light. I will take my foot off the gas pedal and put it on the brake. No. It's a reaction. Somebody smacks you, you smack them back. It's a reaction. So there's cause and effect. The effect is how you perform on the field. The cause is the habits that are drilled into you in training and development. So even though he does, listen, there's been plenty of very successful teams where the coach wasn't famous for his locker room, give me one for the Gipper speech. I assure you, those are the ones that are kind of fun because we all love those kind of articulate, motivational guys. I mean, it's terrific. It's fun to hear them. It's actually fun to give those kind of speeches, which I've been blessed to be able to do. But, man, Justin, it's Monday on the field, blocking and tackling over and over and over again, which creates the winner. And that's what a manager can do. If he can get everybody trained up real well, going in a common direction, hello, success.
So as a final thought, the tools a company can use or a manager can use to foster a motivating environment. One is training. Two is clear direction. Is there any others?
Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback.
And overall, coaching. Making the person feel valued through those things, right? It takes all of those. Yeah.
Well, first of all, if a salesperson can't connect what he's doing to the value that it has, then it becomes quite unmotivated as well. I mean, you got to give things a reason for being, right? There has to be a reason that I'm doing this and a reason I'm doing that and a reason I'm doing that. A manager who creates value in the tasks at hand also helps with that motivation. But ultimately speaking, look, let's just strip it down to the simplest stuff. A manager who provides negative and positive consequences for the behaviors after training, all those things. Yes. I mean, we have this detailed out ad nauseum in our management books about motivation. We have a whole chapter on motivation. People ought to come to one of our 3-day management courses to have their minds blown completely about how this all works. But in the end, the simplest way to get a guy motivated is to grab him and, just kidding, you don't grab anybody. It's figuratively speaking. It's teach him how to sell. It's just that simple. Teach him how to sell. And if they sell, bing, bang, boom. You'd be surprised how happy people can get. That's the answer, Justin. You don't have to like it. That is the answer.
You have been listening to Retail Revisited. If our conversation today inspired you, please be sure to rate us on iTunes or share us with your friends. You can see a full list of all our episodes at thefriedmangroup.com. And for more information on how the Friedman Group can transform your business, you can contact us at sales@thefriedmangroup.com. A special thanks to Harry J. Friedman for sharing his 35 years of unbelievable experience for all of us to hear.